reason that you don't give yourself completely to whatever you're doing is because there's something in you that is afraid of doing that. Do you know what a governor is on an engine? Does everybody know what that is? If you, like a golf cart, or my when I was a kid growing up, I had a go-kart. And they build governors into these engines, which means you can't make the engine go past a certain speed because you get into trouble. You have a governor in you. It tells you that if you exceed the boundaries of what seems safe, something terrible is going to happen. And I'm telling you that something terrible is happening because you won't exceed what you think the boundaries are of your safety. You're meant as a human being to be the most fully embodied expression that you can possibly be at any given moment, whatever you're doing. Why? Because that's the only way you learn. And what do you learn when you govern yourself the way you do? When you let fear dictate to you how you emote? What do you learn? You learn what that fear wants you to learn. You learn further restriction. You learn further contraction. And you take it as natural and necessary because the pain that attends it proves to you that this is necessary. Give yourself. Find out what it means to come to the end of whatever it is that you're doing. Give yourself. Because it is only when you do that completely that you are introduced to, that you are married with, all that forms a temporary limitation. But when you meet the temporary limitation in you from a mindset that says, I cannot meet this, I can't address this, then you turn what is temporary into what is permanent, and you have condemned yourself.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.